Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
3, 2, 1.
Action.
Hello and welcome to Two Peas.
Same Pod.
I'm your co-host, Eric Weinstein.
And I'm the other co-host, Tova Weinstein.
And we're a father-daughter podcast essentially about nothing.
Essentially about nothing, so don't get offended by anything we say. And if you do, there's no gun to your head. You don't have to listen.
And with that, let's roll into our topics today. So this week, we don't have much. Pop culture has been kind of quiet this past
week. Yeah, but what's this weather been up to?
I don't know. You know, we're already in April. Our plants were coming up.
April showers.
Bring May flowers. You know what May flowers bring?
What?
Pilgrims.
Are you going to?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to insert some laughter there.
What about the earthquake today?
Oh, you mean, well, not the one in Taiwan.
No, the one. Nick said that his mom felt the earthquake.
Really?
Did people feel it in Massachusetts?
Yeah, they said people could feel it out in Western Mass, but it was down in Eastern New Jersey, about 45 miles outside of New York City and about 50 miles north of Philly.
What is it, like a 4 on the
Like a 4.7, which I guess is strong enough. Strong enough that it could be felt slightly up here, but not strong enough that it
like
would
a little
cause
shake.
Any damage. Yeah, just a little shake.
Nick said he was on a meeting and he saw...
Is there a problem here? Why do you keep pausing?
You're doing like a flamboyant shimmy.
Because I'm shaking. Like I'm pretending to shake. Yeah, that's perfect for podcasting. People cannot see it at all.
Nick said that he was on a Zoom call and his like someone's camera started like shaking a little bit.
Were they in New Jersey?
They were in Chicago, he said. Did they feel it?
No, I don't know. No,
did
I don't
every
think so.
State feel it?
No,
is that just what happens?
No, no.
Okay.
You have to be within a certain region. And again, they only felt it in Western Massachusetts slightly, and maybe I guess in Southern Massachusetts. Apparently, Kim felt it. So
it's funny because after the earthquake, the Empire State Building tweeted, "I'm fine."
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that would be funny that they marked themselves safe on Facebook, safe from the New Jersey. That's important. I mean, that's a tall building, just like Josh's office building.
I know it could have been like nature's own 9/11.
Back in 2011, there was an earthquake that was felt much stronger down there. It came from Virginia. But people apparently in New York felt it and were concerned that it was another one of those terrorist attacks. Tova suddenly realized we are drinking from almost matching Yetis.
We are
today.
Drinking from matching
well,
the color. Yeah.
Color. So I am drinking from a 25 ounce mug that is bright, like beyond school bus yellow.
I feel like it's yellow mustard, no?
No, it's like Walkman yellow. For those people who grow up of a certain age and generation, late 80s, early 90s, the Sony Walkman Sport Editions came in a bright yellow. That's exactly the yellow of this Yeti mug that I'm holding. And Tova happened to bring with her a Yeti tumbler that is 26 ounces. And
I think they discontinued these shapes, no?
Yeah, they're getting away from the larger stackables. Okay,
it's like a cone shape, but yellow.
It's a stackable.
This color is your color because do you want to tell the infamous Visiting Day shirt saga?
So I have a shirt that I got at L.L. Bean many years ago. Just a regular L.L. Bean polo shirt.
Okay.
But their polo shirts are seriously high quality.
Lifetime guarantee.
Well, there used to be a lifetime guarantee. Now not so much. But this is...
Yeah, we have to keep buying me new slippers because I wear them outside.
So stop wearing them outside. I bought this yellow polo from L.L. Bean, and it's that color. It's that the Sony Walkman yellow, you know, sport yellow. And I got it maybe in the late 90s, early aughts. And somehow, some way, starting with when you started going to camp, Josh was camp.
Okay.
When you started going to camp, I wore that on a visiting day, and Mom said, "Oh, you must have wore that so that Tova would be able to pick you out of the crowd." Not that there was going to be that many people. And
small camp.
Yeah. And so from that point on, whenever we would go for visiting day, I would always wear the yellow shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever we would go someplace where I wanted you to be able to spot me quickly, yep. I'd wear that yellow shirt.
The goddamn yellow shirt. You still have that yellow shirt?
I still have that yellow shirt.
It hasn't made its appearance in a while.
It's probably in the laundry.
I feel like the last time you wore it was when we were in the Mediterranean.
Probably. No. I've definitely worn it since then. But it's also in the picture we have on our mantle of us when we were in San Diego in 06.
At the zoo?
At the zoo. No, at SeaWorld, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
SeaWorld.
What about SeaWorld?
We shouldn't even mention them. They keep the orcas captive.
Yes,
I'm riding on a dolphin doing flips for shit. And this dolphin splashing, getting everybody all wet. But this ain't SeaWorld. It's as real as it gets. I'm on a boat. Motherfucker, don't you ever forget. That's going to be my number one song when it does Spotify does this year wrapped up.
Yeah.
And it gives you your five most listened to artists, songs, genres.
Oh, you actually listen to that on Spotify?
I listen to it on my walks and I'm like, oh, I'm on a boat.
Okay, hold on. Is that your what do they call those songs? Those hype songs? Is that?
Yeah, that's what a walkout song. Okay. That would be my walkout song.
That would
song.
Be, that's T-Pain and the Lonely Island.
And my flippy floppies.
Anyway, that's from Saturday Night Live, but it became a real song. I mean, they made it.
Yeah, it's T-Pain.
Yeah, but it was
the Lonely.
Adam Sandberg brought the Lonely Island stuff to Saturday Night Live, and they debuted that on Saturday Night Live, the video. We have to pause because the boss is calling Tova. Okay, thanks for calling in, Elaine. We appreciate your commentary. Now back to business at hand.
What were we even talking about?
We're talking about T-Pain and Lonely Island.
Oh, yeah. Who's Winona Ryder?
Well, she's an actress. You mean Winona Horowitz?
Yes, maybe a relation to...
our cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Last name Horowitz. Shout out. So,
okay. Stop with the shout out.
I do that to piss Tova off.
Yeah, okay.
So,
it's working.
It is. So, yeah, Winona Horowitz, she used to be a thing. She was big back in the 90s,
I think. Was she in, scary movies?
No, she did a movie called Girl Interrupted, which is about somebody, a real story about somebody who went to McLean Hospital.
Story about
hospital.
My life, Girl Interrupted, people interrupting me. Or is
well,
the,
no, that's
you said the movie's about the psych ward?
It's about somebody who goes to stay at McLean Hospital, the psychiatric hospital in Waltham.
Wait, what's it called?
Girl Interrupted.
My roommate Kendall really likes disturbed movies like that, so I wouldn't be surprised if she watched that.
Okay. Anyway, so when you say the story of your life, you really mean because Jewish people communicate by interrupting each other?
Yes, nonstop, especially my brother.
Okay.
You know, Zach Bryan got discovered. He was just posting videos online and on TikTok, and people love him.
It's like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, but Scooter Braun got his hand involved in that, and who knows, child exploitation. There's something wrong with Diddy and Justin and Pizzagate and all that.
I get no idea what any of that means, but go on.
No, I'm just saying that Scooter Braun's really, really sketchy.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people have said that about Scooter.
Yeah, people know, he's one of our people.
Even somebody who's named Scooter, that we can stop right there.
Yeah, Braun. That's
no, just Scooter.
Name. I don't think that's his real name, but I think he's besties with Diddy.
What about Nicholas Braun?
Who's that?
Cousin Greg from Sky High.
Oh, that's his name?
Cousin Greg from Sky High.
I don't think he's Cousin Greg in Sky High. I think he's Cousin Greg in Succession.
Yes, he's Cousin Greg in Succession. He's only about 7.5 feet tall.
Yeah, he's massive. So
and
that's
he glows.
Funny. It's funny when he was hotboxing the chipmunk suit or whatever.
Whatever,
it was.
That was the Chuck E. Cheese yeah. Mickey Mouse knockoff.
I need to stick with that show. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, it's a good show.
But
it was a good show.
The reason I asked about Winona is because I'm watching Stranger Things right now, and she's the first name that pops up. And
yeah, she was a big star. She played Spock's mom in the remake of Star Trek movies.
What is it?
Yeah, Live Long and Prosper, which is the Kohane split fingers in between the middle finger and the ring finger when you say the priestly blessing over somebody in a synagogue.
I refuse to watch Stranger Things. Well, because
I'm not watching that show because that kid with the hair.
You don't like Dustin? What's his name in the teeth? He reminds me of Peter Dinklage. His hair, in one of the episodes, his head was massive for his body. And I was like, he's giving Dinky vibes.
Okay.
He's giving Dinky.
Okay, so why aren't you watching or why have you been resisting watching Stranger Things?
And I resisted Stranger Things. I resisted Game of Thrones because I classify those shows as nerdy. Those are nerdy shows. There's dragons in one and then there's Demogorgons in the other and the Upside Down.
I got no idea,
but
people.
Nick,
no idea.
I'm saying this to Nick and he's you know what, Tova? you've been like not wanting to watch these shows, and I'm obsessed. I love every single show. Like, I loved Game of Thrones. I am loving Stranger Things. Millie Bobby Brown, 11, so good. But he was like, the game you play on your iPad is really nerdy.
What game are you playing?
My Clash Royale.
Are you still
game.
Playing that game?
I'm playing that game nonstop.
Are you a clan leader?
I was the clan leader, and then it was...
It's clan with a C.
But the other day, it was like, since you've been in an inactive clan member, leadership's going to be rotated to the like next person down. But I was the clan leader for, like, a while. Let me actually see what clan... I think it's called Royal Pancakes, actually, if you want to join my clan. Let's start a new one called Two Piece Same Pod.
No, I'm good, thanks. I don't play those sorts of games.
Someone's on right now. Oh, my roommate, Jonah.
Oh, good.
Jonah's on right now. Yeah, and Royal Pancakes. I'm post... And then look, but Nick was like, it's so nerdy because he was like, if you're like an outside perspective, because I'll be playing the game and I'm like, baby dragon in the back, my tower, use the rage spell and use the freeze. And it's so funny. I'm like, use the night witch because the bats are going to kill my inferno dragon. Like,
oh my
place
gosh.
The building so the goblin barrel hits in between.
Next thing you know, you're playing Dungeons and Dragons with the cast of the Big Bang Theory.
And Stranger Things. That's how the Demogorgon started.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so Nick's like, Tova, when you think about it, like, just because something is like considered like you think it's nerdy, like, you may really enjoy it, like you enjoy your game. And I was like, that is a new perspective on life.
Yeah, look at Nick.
He just
opens up all sorts of opportunities.
He's like devil's advocate,
even though he works for a company whose name is Fart.
Nick needed gas. We arrived at Cumberland Farms, and before we go in, I'm like, Nick, it actually smells like farts out here. Like,
smells like poop.
It smells disgusting. I'm like, it's...
Like what? What's it smell like?
Feces. It smells like feces and flatulence. Okay. And I'm like, Nick, it smells like flatulence. I'm like...
You didn't say flatulence to
no,
Nick.
No, but you're telling me I can't say shit. And so I'm like, Nick, it smells like flatulence. Like, it's disgusting. He's like, I don't really smell anything. And
Was he hard of smelling?
Yes. I look over. The car next to me is running. Some guy's in there. And the window's cracked open. Cracked open. And Nick's like, oh my God, what's that smell? And I was like, Nick, it smells like fart. Like, it smelled like flatulent. It smelled like poop. And so I was like, oh my God, Nick, like, I can't. So I rolled down the window. I'm like, Nick, it's coming from that car. I'm like wafting it in,
waving it into
him.
The car. That's nice.
I'm like waving it.
You're
towards
like
him.
Hotboxing him.
Exactly. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, what is that? It's coming from that car. Cause I smelt it when I got out and the window was rolled down. And Nick's like, oh my God. He's like, roll up the window. And I'm like, okay, it's worse. It's worse. And then he drives away, and the smell's gone. The smell's gone.
Okay.
Every peace and love back in the world.
Has returned.
And I was like, oh, hell no. So last episode, we mentioned that I almost went to Colorado.
Yes.
Do you want to expand on that?
We can talk about the Colorado story. You're right. Thank you for reminding me. So
we just briefly mentioned last episode that you were going to go to Colorado. I wasn't. Actually, maybe I was. I applied for a scholarship. I don't know. Anyway, go on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Again,
totally interrupted.
This is how Jewish people communicate, by just talking over each other. As I always say to Josh, excuse me for talking while you interrupt. Tova, for both kids, we did quite a bit of traveling when the opportunity arose to go check out different schools. Both of my kids had some interest in going further away than just locally. As it turned out, they didn't. Both of them stayed, you know, in Massachusetts, but we did travel. And one of the trips we took was a very short trip to Boulder, Colorado, so that you could go visit CU, which is how they refer to it, Colorado University, not the University of Colorado. We flew into Denver early November of that year, of your senior year in high school, and it was a little bit icy, a little bit cold, because, you know, you're in the mountains. And when we got there, just because I don't know Colorado at all, I asked the woman working the car rental how long or how far it was to Boulder. And she said about 35, 40 minutes, you know, without much traffic. And I asked her how busy the airport generally is on a Sunday morning, because we're flying back Sunday. We flew in on a Friday night. We're flying out Sunday morning. So the woman said, well, it's probably advisable that you get here, you know, maybe if you want to be in the terminal 2 hours before your flight, then, and our flight was at 10 o'clock that morning.
This
that
is
Sunday
before
morning.
Lounge access to yes, people. Is,
yeah, okay. So if you want to get to the airport 2 hours before your flight, we had a 10 o'clock flight, then, you know, you want to be at the terminal by 8, well, then you should definitely not be here any later than about 7:15 or 7:30, because there's only one road into the airport and one road out. And so if there's traffic, if there's an accident, if there's any issues, you're going to be slowed down getting into the airport. With that information, I was able to reverse engineer, of course, the time we need to leave Boulder to get back to the Denver airport on Sunday morning, which meant we were going to have to leave early Sunday morning. So we spent the weekend in Boulder. We had a couple of decent meals, one not so great. Tova was underwhelmed with the Mediterranean place we went to.
But the barbecue place was good.
Yeah, who would have thought in Colorado we would have decent barbecue? Yeah. But that Friday night dinner we had was very good. Mm-hmm. And we had a good lunch at the kitchen. Or the sink.
With
I'm sorry,
Obama.
We called the sink.
That Obama's table,
yeah,
I think
he actually
so, yeah.
had they had an autographed letter or something from
they
him.
They had under, like pictures like in like the tables of people who had sat at the tables.
Yeah.
It was like the Obama table,
yeah,
I guess.
So we sat there and we had a really decent lunch that day. And we had a nice tour of the university. It's a very attractive university. Glenn Miller went there for those
Flatirons, you can see.
Oh yeah, we drove up to the Flatirons and took a picture there.
It started like hailing when we got there.
Yeah, we got there and all of a sudden it's hailing. I'm like, I'm not walking over there.
And I'm like, yeah, you want to go on the hike?
Yeah. So
I never say that.
Yes, said Tova, never.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful there. I mean, Colorado is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we spent, you know, the rest of the day in Boulder. And then, again, reverse engineering, it's going to take us about 35 to 40 minutes to get to the airport. So if we want to get to the airport if we want to get to the car rental return, because we still need to take a bus from there to the airport, if we want to get there at 7:15, then we're going to leave at 6:30 from the hotel. And if we have to leave at 6:30 at the hotel, then we can't get up any later really than 6 or quarter of 6. And I, you know, want to get up and I want to take a shower.
I'm not a morning person.
No, that's an understatement. And so, but you're good about getting up when you have to.
Unfortunately.
But on Saturday night, you were complaining a little bit about how early you had to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, I don't want to take a chance that we're not going to get to the airport on time, blah, 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 blah. And so we had to broker this deal where I agreed to let you get this T-shirt that you had your eye on, and you would shut up. That was basically the deal. Like a little kid, I'm going to buy you this toy to shut you up. So here you go. I'm going to say, all right, you can get that T-shirt, and then keep your mouth shut about
and
it
like,
and do what I say.
You can't give me any crap tomorrow morning when I try and wake you up.
And you agreed.
Yeah.
You agreed. So, you know, we go to sleep, and at about 4 in the morning, I got up to use the bathroom. And I get back and I'm lying in bed and all of a sudden the flight app from United goes off like an alert.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bleary eyed, but I looked at my phone to see what the alert was. And the alert was just reminding me that our flight was departing at 9 a.m. Not 10, but 9. So I suddenly like panicked. And I jump out of bed. I mean, it was maybe it was closer to 5. Maybe it was like quarter of 5 at this point. It was definitely in the 4 o'clock hour, but we were closer to 5. All of a sudden, I bolt upright because all of my thought process about getting to the airport was based on a 10 o'clock departure.
It's all wrong.
But I was wrong. It's 9 o'clock. How could I be wrong? I booked the flight.
How could you be so stupid?
So I bolt up and I shake Tova. I'm like insane. I'm like, Tova, you gotta get up, We gotta leave earlier than we thought. I was wrong. It's not 10 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock. We gotta go.
He doesn't admit when he's wrong usually, so this was a first.
And so, so I jump up, I get in the shower as fast as I can. I take the fastest possible shower. I jump into some clothes. I wake you up again. And I'm like, come on, Tova, you gotta get up. Don't give me any crap. You agreed not to give me any crap because I gotta get a T-shirt. Don't give me any crap. So I'm like shaking you and you're like, blah, 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 blah. So you were not happy.
Of course not.
You get up and you begrudgingly brush your teeth, which you rarely ever do.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. But you splash some water on your face. You throw on some clothes. We go downstairs. There's no food available because it's like 5:30.
But they had
someone
at the front desk.
They had somebody at the front desk who probably was there all night long. He looked pretty bleary eyed. But now, like, we're shifted an entire hour earlier. So instead of leaving at 6:30 to get there at 7:15, we are now leaving at 5:30 to get there at 6:15 in the morning. And it was cold and icy when we got out to the car. We had parked outside that night. It was cold and icy. Nobody on the road, though. And we saw a beautiful sunrise coming up.
Yeah, it was, like, really pink. It was really pretty.
And, you know, we get to the car rental return at about 6:20 in the morning. There's nobody else there except the people working.
I don't think you mentioned that from the car rental place, we have to get on a shuttle. So we had to, like, make sure we were there early enough to get on the shuttle. Yeah. Turns out we were the only two people who actually took the shuttle at that 5 a.m. hour.
So we're there at 6:20. We just returned the car. Returning a car at Alamo is very simple. They just point over to where the bus was idling. It was just sitting there. So we got in the bus and drive us right over to the terminal. It's about 6:30 in the morning when we get to the terminal. We get in. We're standing in line for a couple of minutes, but, you know, realizing that to get to the terminal, you have to go through this whole checking procedure before you get on the tram that then takes you to the part of the terminal that you need to be at. And remember, there were dogs, drug-sniffing dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a good thing there wasn't a grinder situation back then.
Oh, my
God. This is back when you were in high school.
When was the last time that I went on a flight? Because they made me walk back with the dog, and I was, like, freaking out.
Oh, that's when you came back from Fort Lauderdale last year with Nick.
Oh, with Nick? Yeah. I was like, oh, hell no. Yeah. I literally have PTSD because I get that feeling in my stomach when I walk through security. And then afterwards, I, like, actually let out a sigh of relief. I'm like...
We get through the initial security. We get on the tram to take us to our terminal. We get to the terminal. And when we get to the terminal, I look up on the board. And the board says that our United flight to Boston is departing at 10:10. I look at the app. Now, I've already checked in. So we're all ticketed. We have our boarding passes and everything. I look at the app again, and it says 9:10, just like it did at 4 something in the morning. So you and I decide to schlep down to the gate to find out what's going on. Again, we're really early now because if it's taking off, we're there about 2.5 hours earlier than the flight, if the flight's taking off at 9:10. So we go walking down to the gate. We get down to the gate. The gate agent is standing there, but there are other flights ahead of ours leaving from that gate. But I go up to the gate agent. And I said, excuse me, we have the flight to Boston. It says on the big board, 10:10. It says on the app, 9:10. She says, oh, yeah. She goes, it happens all the time because it's daylight savings time and the app doesn't really work right. So really, in reality, it was 10:10. I was right the entire time. It's just the app had not caught up with the time change that occurred at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You really think that they would kind of have that up to date so people wouldn't do the same thing that happened to us. So we were in the airport a total of like...
Oh, we
got breakfast. We sat down for
a while.
We
were there 3.5 hours early for our flight.
I was so pissed off.
You were. But we went and got breakfast.
It was also kind of like you had to be there type of the like situation too.
Oh my
God. It
was
just like, come on. Like, it was like after all of that, like in the end, you just ended up being right. So
yeah. Okay, so we'll be right back after this short break with a new bit for 2 Peas, Same Pod. We're happy to announce a new bit we're debuting this week. It's going to be called Peas of Information. And this is my opportunity because Tova is often asking me questions.
What's that play on word?
Pieces of Information or Piece of Information.
There's definitely a better name.
Okay, you come up with a better name.
Okay.
But for now, we're calling it Peas of Information. And basically, I'm going to ask Tova 5 totally unrelated random questions, have no relationship to the subject matter of the podcast tonight.
Okay.
And has no relationship to anything we've talked about today.
No idea.
I'm just throwing questions out to her.
No idea. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
That's from Zoe 101.
I know what it's from. I just didn't know the setup.
How long are these questions? Are we going to like go in depth about these questions?
I'm just going to hit you with the questions and you're just going to give me an answer.
Is it yes, no, or is
no,
it?
No, it requires an answer, but don't fill in too many details. Okay. I'm not really that interested.
It's like get to know the pea pods.
It is. What's your favorite meal?
I like sushi. I like to eat. I like salmon. I like salmon a lot, so I'll eat salmon nigiri, which is just the raw fish and the rice. I'll eat like spicy salmon rolls. I like tuna. But honestly, I kind of have to be in the mood for that. But that's like my favorite like meal to eat. But you have to be in the mood for it. Kind of like a Chipotle.
Okay. What celebrity, dead or alive, would you most like to have dinner with?
Did you get these off of like the 5 questions you need to ask someone when you're interviewing them?
No, this is like icebreakers.com.
I don't know. know. Celebrity?
Yeah, celebrity. Or any, yeah, who would you like to have dinner with, dead or alive?
Well, I would really honestly like to have dinner with Grandpa, because I was so young when he passed away, and you just tell me, I was on the younger side. And like
16.
I know, but towards the end, like the last couple of years, like it just, I don't know, but the stories you tell me just like are so funny, and I think we would get along really well.
Yeah, he very much loved you.
And I know. Celebrity-wise, though, I think I would like to sit down with Nick Offerman. He plays so many different roles, and I think he'd be really funny to actually see his personality, and I think he's a good person with the woodwork thing going on.
Yes, for those of you that aren't familiar with Tove, it's not woodwork, which he does. He does woodwork. He owns a woodworking shop. But he is involved with an agency out in L.A. called Woodwork, meaning W-O-U-L-D, work. And basically, he helps, along with this nonprofit organization, helps people who are disenfranchised and homeless, or people who are really on the edge financially, help them learn a trade, how to do some woodworking and earn a living and earn money towards paying for things that they need, such as eyeglasses, rent, whether they need to go for healthcare or whatever. These are people who otherwise could not afford these things. And he's providing them an opportunity. Maybe they have a drug addiction. Maybe they've been in prison. But these people are able to earn a living, helps build their self-esteem and self-respect. And props to Nick Offerman and the Woodworks charity. We oftentimes buy things from them.
And not to mention that I watch Parks and Rec is my comfort show, and I used to watch it over and over again. And you got a cameo from, what's his name?
Jim O'Hare.
From Jim O'Hare for me, which is Jerry, Gary, Larry, Terry on
the Parks mayor,
and Rec.
Who becomes the mayor eventually.
Yep. Okay, hit me with your questions.
Okay, a couple more. What is one of your favorite meals of all time?
I like Mom's Yom Kippur meal. I think that anyone who has been to our house for a break fast, I think that they, I don't know if they would say the same, because my parents make some really great food meals. I would say that my dad smoked meats, his brisket, all that fun stuff. I don't eat that much red meat, but it is definitely delicious, and what he can do with a pound of meat or pounds of meat is crazy.
Thanks.
I don't know. There's something about the kugel, the quiches, the bagels, the lox, the tuna, the egg salad. Auntie Leisha's quiche, crustless quiche, the regular quiche, the spinach quiche. It's so good. And then what's for dessert usually?
Usually the usual fruit, but the dairy desserts. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's the good thing. It's not a parv meal because we're not eating meat. We're eating bagels because it's more filling. So when you break the fast, you actually get more like carbs and energy from actually not eating or drinking. That's my favorite meal, I would say. And we invite all the listeners to our house this year.
Oh, please. We have too many listeners. Too many. People, we need the clicks.
Can't even count.
No, we can't count them, all right.
We can count the ones in Denmark. Shout out to all of our viewers in Denmark.
That's right. We have a big viewers, you mean listeners. We have a big following in Denmark. So ahoy, friends in Denmark.
Is that what they say? Ahoy?
No. Love the Danish.
We do. We love the Trader Joe's Danish.
Okay. And last question for today. What is the most breathtaking place you've ever visited?
What are the Baha'i Gardens? Or
Baha'i Garden. The Hanging Gardens of Baha'i.
In Israel. That was beautiful when we went. And it was something that I was looking forward to seeing. So when we actually went, it was like crazy. I would also say when we drove along the Amalfi Coast, that scenery was awesome. Whether you and Josh could look out the side of the window or not.
That is a nightmare of epic proportion. if you don't like heights.
Vertigo, and you're not the one driving. Familiar with the windy roads.
Yeah, thankfully we had a tour guide who was driving. Franco, the tour guide. Shout out to Franco.
Who took us to Pompeii, and I didn't feel too well.
No, you weren't feeling well.
At Pompeii.
Like, it was hotter than hell.
I know. Mom stayed back with me. She didn't get to see Pompeii. I felt bad.
Well, maybe Mom and I will go there.
Yeah, can you go with her? And I feel bad.
Okay.
I felt bad all along.
All right, so those are a few piece of information about Tove.
Woohoo!
And we'll be back next week. So for now, see you next time, America. This has been Two Peas.
Same pod. Peace out, America. See you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Two Peas, Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tove Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
2P's Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative Content and Marketing Director Tova Weinstein. Executive Producer and Chief Editor Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. Visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for 2P Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was 2P's Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.